The Volumes of Truth, Volume 6. Freedom Comes by Sacrifice. July 25, 2011, from the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord, I have called to the scoffer and to the wicked alike, that they might come forward and declare their evil thoughts, that they might come forth from their hiding places, and walk openly in their rebellion. And thus they have answered, they have surely come out. Yet of the called, they have not come out. Indeed, few have rushed forward to embrace me, few have come to me without condition. Behold, I called to them, even to the great outpouring of my Spirit. In page after page, I wrote to them, offering them many gifts, yea, with arms outstretched, I sought to uphold them and guide them. Yet they refused my voice and drew back the hand, turning to me the back. For they want no part with me as I truly am. And of my prophet, they have treated him as Micaiah. For the thoughts of their hearts do always betray them, and by their actions, have they shown themselves to be in agreement with the insolent king. My children have forsaken me. Not one truly seeks to remain in my love. They have all become unprofitable servants. There is none who does good. No, not one. And when I send to them a prophet, they despise him on account of his words, which are not his own, treating my words as binding cords about their hands and their feet. For they do always dishonor me, and within their hearts they cease not from their complaint. Therefore, that from which they seek to be loosed, shall bind them in the day, until they willingly place themselves upon the altar, wherein freedom comes by sacrifice, and true understanding by letting go. Says the Lord.